just a blessing every now and again to be reminded of what God thinks of us. We think many thoughts about God, don't we? We love and appreciate all that he does for us. But God has so many thoughts about us. In fact, the Bible says that if we tried to number the thoughts that God has even towards us, they would be more than the grains of sand on the seashore. That's quite remarkable, isn't it? How much God thinks about us. And so we're just going to have a look, just for a few minutes, at those first few verses that we saw put up there on the screen. And the first verse, the first statement was, "My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you." And if you've got your Bible this morning, or Pete's going to put it up on the screen, that's Psalm 139 and verse 1. Okay? Psalm 139 and verse 1. And this is what it says there. "O Lord, you have searched me and you know me." And then it goes on in verse 2 to say, "You know when I sit and when I rise." And that was the second statement there that was on that DVD. "I know when you sit down and when you rise up." Now that's quite remarkable. God says that he searched us and he knows us. He knows the good things, the things that please him in our lives. And he also knows the bad things, the things that don't please him, the things that the Bible calls sin. It's an old-fashioned word, but it's still very much in the mind of God. When we go God's way, when we do right things, when we do what the Bible says, it's pleasing to God. When we don't, when we turn our back on him, when we live for ourselves, when we do our own things, when we're selfish or self-centered, then it's sin, because it's going against what God wants for us. But the wonderful thing is, the Bible says that even when we were deep in sin, and had absolutely no thought or regard for God, God still loved us. And that God sent his son, Jesus, into this world of ours at the right time, the Bible says, the exact time. He divided history in two. He died on the cross and he paid the cost, the price of our sin, and made a way available to us all to be united again with our Heavenly Father. The Bible says that our sins, those things that we've done wrong, are like a chasm, a gulf between us and God the Father. But Jesus bridged the chasm. He laid his cross, if you like, over that chasm. And God can come into our lives and we can walk with him. And so God knows us, the Bible says there. This is King David writing this psalm. He says, "Lord, you have searched me and you know me." Now, David had no fear in that because he loved the Lord. To some people, the idea that God knows them inside out could be a very worrying thing, couldn't it? But to those who love him, to those who try to walk his ways, to those who try to be obedient to him, to those who have surrendered themselves into the care and keeping of God, there is no fear in that, because we know that God has searched us and that he knows us and that he loves us. And then that second statement said, "I know when you sit down and when you rise up." And here we read, "You know when I sit and when I rise, you perceive my thoughts from afar." And I've always been amazed and blessed by that idea, that whatever situation and whatever place we're in life, God knows. As I said, Christine and I have had a rough 2 weeks. Those of you who are visitors this morning won't know, but two Sundays ago, I was about to leave to come to church, just bent over to put my iPad into my case that I always bring with me on a Sunday morning, and it felt like somebody had kicked me in the middle of my back, and I couldn't move. And for a few days, we were in a mess, and then it seemed to more or less heal up. And then last Sunday morning, I was cleaning my teeth about 8:30 in the morning, getting ready to come out to church, and the same thing happened again, but it was worse. And we've had, well, it was a rough week. But I know that in that God knows. Amen. God didn't abandon me. God knew. And it was no surprise to him. Now, I always say this, don't I? The people here who are regular attenders at Bethany have heard this before, but nothing comes as a surprise to God. God knew that was going to happen to me. And I firmly believe that what the Bible says, that all things work together for good to them who believe and are called according to God's purpose. And God was doing something. I don't understand it, and I didn't like it. We don't like pain. I ended up in an ambulance on Sunday afternoon being taken to the hospital in absolute agony. But even then, I was conscious that God was at work. And you know, one of the ambulance ladies was a lovely Christian lady who goes to Hill Cliff. And so even in that, God has his people there. And I was aware that you guys were praying for me and have been praying for me. And as I said, we're leaving for Romania this afternoon, so please just continue to keep us in that prayer support. God knows when we rise up and when we sit down. You think about this morning. When you woke up this morning, God saw you. Not that he'd ever taken his eyes off you. But when the moment you woke up this morning, God saw you get out of bed, saw you get dressed, deciding which outfit you were going to wear, you ladies, for church today. What should we put on? He saw that. He watched you prepare yourself. He saw you leave your house this morning with the kids in tow, those who've brought children with you. He saw you get into the car, and he saw you drive here to church. He knows where your car is parked this morning, and he knows where you're sat. And the most wonderful thing of all is this: the Bible says he knows your name. He knows you inside out. The Bible says, and we saw it there in that DVD, that he even knows the number of hairs on your head. Now, that's remarkable. I have less hairs every week. But God knows even the number of hairs on my head. That's how much God knows about us. And yet he loves us. He loves us intently. So much does he love us that he sent Jesus to die in our place on that cross. That is love. How much does God love us? Jesus stretched out his hands on the cross and let those soldiers put those cruel nails through his hands and through his feet, let them hoist him up into the air and let him die there in agony on that hill that day. The Bible says that it was the will of God to bruise him, that it was God's will that he went through that. And that it was God's will that he shed his blood on that cross, because the Bible says that we have peace with God through the blood of his cross. Jesus died in our place. Jesus took the death that we deserve. The Bible says that all our sin was laid on him as he hung there on the cross. You see, God knows us inside out, back to front and upside down. But he loves us so much that he sent, if there had been just you in this world who needed a savior, Jesus would still have come. That's how much God loves us this morning. He knows us as individuals. Hallelujah. And then, in Genesis Chapter 1, so we go right to the beginning of the Bible. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27. And it says there in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27. Let's back up to verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock and over all the earth and over all the creation that move among the ground, all the creatures that move among the ground. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. God created us. Why did he create us? The Bible says that it was for his pleasure that we were created. We were created in his image. Does that mean that we look like God? No. No. The Bible says that God is a spirit. Jesus said that. He said, God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So what does it mean then when we're created in the image of God? It means that we were made body, mind, and spirit. Amen? The old way was to say body, soul, and spirit. But I think it's better explained as body, this thing that we live in, the thing that goes wrong on occasions and gives us pain and problems. Seems like the older we got, everything was good till I was 50. 50 was a bad year for me. Everything started to go downhill at 50. Those of you who are coming up to 50, beware. Okay? Pray much before you reach 50. And we've got this body that God has given us. The Bible says it's fearfully and wonderfully made. It was designed by him. And he gave us this body. And he also gave us a mind. He gave us choice. The animals don't have the same choice that we have. But we have a choice. We have a choice whether to respond to God or not. Whether to say yes or no. And that choice is the most important choice and decision we'll ever make in our life. When we get to the other side, when we die and go to the other side, the question won't be how many old ladies did you help across the road, or how much did you give to charity, or how good a person will you be. The question will be, what did you do with my son? What did you do with my son? Did you accept him or did you reject him? You see, we're given a mind, we're given a choice, and we're given a spirit, something that the animal world doesn't possess. We are given a spirit, the Bible says. Only mankind was given a spirit that lives forever. It goes on and on and on and on. When we die, we simply transfer from this realm into another, from this realm into a realm that's actually more real than this realm is. And so we were created in the image of God. We have a body, we have a mind, but we have a spirit. And what we do in this life determines the future of our spirit. That's how much and how important it is. And as we were praying this morning for Charlie, and as we're praying for ourselves as parents and grandparents and great-grandparents, it's so, so important that we bring our kids up to love the Lord, to appreciate his word, the Bible, which is the handbook for life, and to follow those principles that the Bible lays out. So, so important. The Bible says, the word of God says that it's food for our body. It's health for our body. Amen? Sometimes we don't read it enough, and perhaps sometimes that's why we get sick. Because the Bible promises to be health like a medicine. Even for our bones, and my bones need some medicine at the moment. Amen? And so let's saturate ourselves in God's word and his love. So we'll finish there this morning. What does God say? You may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. Even the hairs on your head are numbered, and you are my offspring. Wonderful, isn't it? what God thinks of us this morning. I don't know what you think of him, but I know what he thinks of you. He loves you so much that he sent his son to die on that cross. And the question is, what will we do with him? What will our response be to the claims of Christ this morning?